Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I hope you can hear us. We're going to have a few technical difficulties today. This is our first remote broadcast on Blog Talk Radio with Create New Order. I'm Jennifer Ryan, and we're here to dream it, build it, and be it. I'm a lifestyle and business strategist, and I'm here to talk to you tonight about some of the things that have been discovered this week and some of the answers to the questions that we've received via email. I received several phone calls during the week for people asking, how do we change our life? What is the next step for me? I need strategies. I need new goals. I need to really examine where I am and what I'm going to do next. And I think that that really is the beginning of the heart of what we want to talk about tonight is getting uncomplicated. I think that we get lost in our thoughts and in our dreams and our goals because life has become so complicated and mired down with so many other things to think about, so many other things to take care of, so many other things to do. I also received a question about procrastination, which we're going to also talk about, procrastination and how to get past that, because that is a general life problem. It happens all the time. Every single person on the planet procrastinates at some point in their life or even some point during their day. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Girl in Town, we're going to get to Girl in Town at the end of our segment. And we're going to talk about Red Bank, New Jersey. That's where I ended up this week. And I want to tell you about what a great little town. Hey, somebody, someplace that I even wouldn't mind living in. Red Bank, New Jersey. So where do we want to begin? Where do we want to begin to dream it, build it, be it? Uncomplicated. Life is just too hard sometimes, and we think it gets harder and harder. The media, let's talk about the media for a minute and how it takes over our thoughts or our needs or our wants, because we start to get involved in other people's thinking. We start to get involved in what we're hearing about and what we're seeing instead of keeping ourselves focused into who we are and what we want and how we do it. So it's very important that we look at our outside influences and divide our thoughts from somebody else's point of view and our own fiber. if you don't know what your own fiber is, stop listening to the media and discover what that is. In lifestyle strategies, and when we want to change our lives, the thing that we have to first do is know who we are and know ourselves. And in order to uncomplicate our life, we have to know ourselves. What do you know about yourself? Do you know what you like? Or do you know what people tell you you like? Do you know what you like? Or is everybody else's likes and needs more important than yours? There is no way am I sitting here and suggesting to you that you stop caring about other people and their wants or needs, and stop being a friend or a wife or a husband or a daughter or a sister or a mother or a father. My suggestion to you is to really start to examine who you are. The only thing that's constant in life is change. We constantly evolve, and life passes, and we change. One of the conversations I was having today with one of the people that I'm sharing space with this evening, I'm working for a client, I'm staying in their home on the east end of Long Island, and we're going to do some work here to reset their life, because they have a very busy life, and this is their summer place, and we're looking over the vineyards and looking at the Long Island Sound, and it's absolutely gorgeous here. And one of the conversations this evening was about aging and how aging, we change. We don't get the choice of what happens to us. We work to stay fit. We work to stay healthy. And if you don't work to stay fit, you don't work to stay healthy, that's a lifestyle strategy that Create New Order can work with. And we can talk about that in another evening. But one of the things that we realize is that we must embrace aging. We get things as we age that we have to deal with and change to adapt to where we are. For example, my knees are not what they once were. I'm not a runner. It's too painful. The impact on my legs creates pain. That's complication. So how do I uncomplicate that? Well, my orthopedist suggested cycling, and I do cycle. I don't get the pain from cycling, but I continue to stay fit. I do play tennis. We've talked about that before. And I play tennis, and sometimes that can be a little bit hard on me, but it doesn't really impact the knees as much as running or, you know, an aerobics class, if you will. So I have to be careful to keep myself strong and fit and do it in a way that doesn't complicate my life with a result of pain. How do you uncomplicate? Is you find the right thing that adapts to your life now. Another way to uncomplicate is to really look around and examine. Some people will say to me that their life is just too full of memorabilia or too full of stuff, or I have too many clothes, or I have too many books. And books right now is something that I'm working on weeding out and uncomplicating. And I've decided that every single book on my bookshelf needs to be examined, reviewed, reread, or read to see what the value is to have it at my fingertips, because so many of my books I don't look at anymore. And I have to tell you, it's even hard for me. I can accommodate every book that I have, but I do want to lighten up. That's how I feel in my life right now. I want to uncomplicate and lighten up. Most people who call me and want to talk to me or ask me a question feel heavy. So if you think just about those words, lighten up, think about the word uncomplicate, and really, is that a word? I haven't even looked it up. I just like it, uncomplicate. What in the world are you holding on to that's putting such weight into your life? Is it a crutch and you won't let it go? The items that are around you may be useful items, but they may not be useful to you anymore. Is the weight in your life people? Is it the drama of people that is weighing you down? I sit and watch people sometimes, and sometimes I listen to, you know, bits and pieces of conversation while I observe people. What I've observed in the last few months, even probably a few years, is there is so much complaining going on. There is so much excuse making going on. Why is so much complaining occurring in this world? We're so stressed out. And I think we're stressed out more because of what we think is supposed to be, what our expectations are, as opposed to what we perceive is real. I'm telling you, stop. Just be quiet for a while. Set a goal to just be quiet and observe your life for a while. And understand what's happening around you. Understand if you enjoy this or don't enjoy that. If you want this or you don't want that, make some decisions to be happier. Happier. And that could mean lightening up in some way. Finances, sometimes finances get really difficult. The world is costing more and more at a higher rapid pace than we ever imagined it would. And a lot of people are having a lot of trouble financially these days. Well, that trouble has to be examined. What are you fighting to have? Or what are you fighting to do? Maybe it's just time to take a big step backward. Look at the picture of your life from very far away. And see if it's really something you desire. Is this your dream? Are you living your dream? Or has your dream changed? Has it changed because of circumstances? Have your kids grown up and had different goals than you expected them to have or had for them? Has the interest in your life changed dramatically that you now say, you know what, this is not who I want to be anymore? Did you really love to do woodworking? You loved woodworking. And you have all the tools, and you have all the plans, and you have all these ideas of woodworking, but you haven't touched a chisel. You haven't touched a saw in years. What is it that's holding you back from woodworking? Don't tell me it's time, that you don't have enough time. Tony Robbins tells us in Burn the Boats, and yeah, he used an expletive, and I'm not going to use that expletive, not tonight, but Tony Robbins tells us to burn the boats. Get rid of the crutches. You know, if you really want something in your life, you're going to have that thing in your life. So don't tell me, he says, it's not time, it's not money. Those are excuses. Those are resources. You're not tapping into your resourcefulness. If you really love to do something, you should be making time in your complicated life to uncomplicate your life to do things that you love. Why do we stop dancing when we graduate from high school? Why do we stop playing the clarinet? Why do we stop singing in the chorus? Why do we stop doing these activities that give us a well-balanced life, that give us things to do and focus on and feel and enjoy? Why do we stop doing them when we go to college? Why is it the extracurricular fun things seem to disappear? And then we get out of college and we get the job and we get the life and we work hard and we might get into a relationship and we have friends and we have a social life. How many of you return to those things that you loved doing or begin doing something new as a hobby? I strongly suggest that hobbies are a priority in your life. There needs to be time every single day spent on something you enjoy doing, whatever that is. I love to sing. I'm no Celine Dion, but I love to sing. I sing in the car. I sing in the house. I sing whenever I get a chance. Sometimes I used to embarrass my children when they were young because I'd sing in the parking lot. I love to sing. Why am I not singing regularly in a choir? Well, personally, right now, I haven't found one that fits into my world that makes it easy for me to participate in, but I will. Because I'll continue to seek it. Because by participating in a choir, in a social way, to give joy in some way, whether it be a church or, you know, a community choir that just gets together and enjoys singing, and giving to other people to enjoy what we work to practice to achieve. These are healthy aspects of building your lifestyle. So I dream of it. I dream of it. There's a picture of it on my vision board, which we'll talk about in another episode. Vision boards, the importance of a vision board, and your focus on what you want to happen in your life, again, uncomplicates your goals. It's so important that we dream. So many people forget to dream, and I think that's where stress comes up, and that's where anger comes up, and that's where not being relatable or able to relate to other people happens. We forget to dream. Do you remember being a child and laying on the grass and staring up at the clouds and making pictures and visualizing in the clouds what you thought they looked like? I remember doing this with my brothers or friends when we were children. And we would do it and we'd watch the clouds and see an image. And sometimes we'd argue over it. No, it doesn't look like an ice cream cone. No, no, no. It looks like a softball. No, it looks like an angel. No, it doesn't look like an angel. It looks like a bird. No, that definitely looks like a pig. Yeah, I agree. It looks like a pig. It's just dreaming and imagining and resting ourselves into something enjoyable to share or even do alone. I go to the beach, and I still do it, and look up at the sky and see what the clouds look like, what those formations say to me, or the beauty of the colors. And I dream about the things in my life that I want to have or achieve or do. One of the things I would dream about was radio. And here I am on Blog Talk Radio with this broadcast, which is a private broadcasting platform to get my message out, and these will all be podcasts as time go on, and there will be our Wednesday Tell Me Something Good podcast coming very soon. So I do guest spot on WHCR, What's in Your Hand, with Rick Young once a month on Friday mornings, but he's on every Friday morning between 6 and 8 a.m., and he has a motivational show where he interviews authors and talks about how to move on and achieve what you want in your life, and how to dream, how to build, and how to be. So I associate myself with people who have the same kinds of thinking to uncomplicate my world with things I don't need to hear. What's the excess in your life? Are they people? Is there drama in people's lives invading your life? That's something you need to examine to get on with your life. Or is it easy for you to get sucked up into their drama so that you can procrastinate from the things that are not interesting enough for you to address until they're an emergency? A cousin of mine told me once that procrastination was the art of doing nothing until something became a vital emergency. And he's a procrastinator. He's a brilliant man, but he is a procrastinator because there's things that he doesn't want to do. There are things all of us don't want to do. Why do we want to do it? Well, because it's not fun. It doesn't seem to give us pleasure. Well, it still needs to get done. One of the things as a lifestyle strategist, a business strategist, and an organizer, efficiency manager, quality person, is you have to do the worst first. It's really just the easiest way to uncomplicate things. Do the worst job first. And don't complain about it. Let's talk about complaining again. The world is difficult. It's time to stop complaining and start strategizing on what's going to make your life easier today. Get rid of the obstacles that stand in your way. It gets rid of the complication. Now, sometimes we have hard situations going on in our lives that we can't change, that complicate every single minute of your thoughts and of your being. Sometimes it's an illness. Sometimes it's a critical happening that your world was rocked. It happens to most of us, and we struggle, and we sit in the remnants, and we wonder, what are we going to do? how are we going to survive? It's not supposed to be this way. You have to go through the stages of grief to accept and then to acclimate to what your new world is. And when you do, you will find that your new world is very complicated because it contains so many things from the old world. One, it contains all of your thinking from the old world, which now you must think differently. It contains the old tools and components of the old world that now you may not need or you may need more of. It may contain people from the old world that don't seem to fit into the new world the way that they once did. So it's time to really re-examine everything, your personal belongings, your thoughts, and your relationships. And you need to build on them. You need to dream about what they need to be and build on them. Work hard to sustain those important relationships in your life, but also work hard to change the relationships that aren't good for you and make them the most pleasurable and uncomplicated as they can be. For example, you have a family member who is not such a positive person. They may not have the greatest attitude. They make excuse after excuse as to why they can't get something done, and they drag you along with them. They procrastinate or complain about their own life, and you're the first person they think to call every day because you're always very polite to listen. Now, maybe it's a procrastination tactic on your part, or maybe you truly care, but it doesn't matter. Once that conversation is over, you're spent. You're not interested in doing any hard work because you've just been drained, and you're only going to go and do something you want to do or you find pleasure in doing. And this is at work, and this is at home. This is all around. So it's time to examine what it is you really want. I met a woman the other day, and she's a brand new tennis partner of mine, and she and I am sure, will become friends. And we were hitting. And she's got some challenges with her knees. She's had some injuries, and mobility is a difficult thing for her, but she's still out there on the tennis court hitting. She's hitting. She's uncomplicating her life, and she's making an effort to get back on the tennis court and start playing again, start working on being fit, using the skills that she knows. And she's very skilled. She really does know how to hit. I've been killing myself to learn this game for a long time. And you know what? She's gonna get back into practice, and she'll be killing me on the court. But that's okay. I want to play, and I want to practice, and I want to work at learning and changing and evolving. That's my dream, and that's what I'm going to build on. So let's talk for a moment about hardcore procrastination. The email question that I received this week, and I want to touch on tonight, and then we'll do a follow-up show on procrastination as a whole, and maybe I'll get a few more experts to join us so that we can have an open conversation, maybe a few callers as well. The question is, was wondering if at some point, if you had any thoughts or suggestions for a hardcore, and I mean hardcore procrastinator. I am looking to make changes, but my hardcore thought process clearly gets in the way from struggling. Struggling writes, and what makes me very curious about this question is, this person is working really, really hard to avoid the hard stuff. Because listen to the words, hardcore procrastinator. I'm looking to make changes, but my hardcore thought process clearly gets in the way. Well, if it is clearly an obstacle to progress, to you becoming the most productive person in your own life, for you to reach your potential, you clarify that your hardcore thought process clearly gets in the way. The first thing that you really need to change is your priorities. You're avoiding things because your priorities are not clear, but your action, motivation, and decision making clearly is your focus. So you know how to focus. You know how to think clearly. Now you have to make everything move to your own potential. I find that people who procrastinate, they don't have their own personal mission statement. I don't know if anybody listening tonight remembers the television show Ally McBeal, you know, where she would listen to the theme song in her head. This is my song. Do you have a theme song? Is there a song that you've chosen that defines who you are to you? It's personal. It plays in your head. Do you have a theme song? I have a lot of songs that I rely on to boost my attitude or to pick up my mood or even take me down. Freddie, who used to be my assistant secretary, and she loves the term secretary because that's what she was, and she had great pride in what she did, and boy, did we work together well. Freddie loves music and plays the piano, which I admire greatly, and Freddie would come in, and there would be different music playing on different days when we would work together. And she knew, based on my attitude and my personality and also my energy level, she could tell by the choice of music for the day where I needed to be. I use music as a tool to take my energy level down when I need to really focus on one or two things that are very important. So I use music to motivate me or soothe me when I need to accomplish something. I can listen to crazy dance music when I'm writing letters. I can listen to the symphony. I can listen to the news or talk radio, which I'm a big fan of. I can listen to the 70s, just the 70s. I can listen to coffee house music to really bring it down so that everything is a bit calmer, especially when I have a lot going on. So procrastination can be aided with tools such as music, such as fragrances. We can set the tone to focus on what it is we need to get done. What I have found about procrastinators, they either feel that they are above doing something. I don't clean. I'm more important than that. I do this. Well, you don't have to clean. Employ somebody to clean for you. If it's a priority for you and it's something you're above doing. So they don't do it. And they don't make the motives to get it done. It doesn't bother them. So they think. Procrastinators can be also someone who has low confidence. Low confidence in themselves and their own personal value and worth. So I want to get back to a theme song. What song describes you? Who are you? What are your values? What am I good at? Do you tell yourself every single day what you're good at? Do you pat yourself on the back for accomplishing something? Do you look at life as achievements and milestones that you've made? Or do you look at life as something that you have to get done? And at the end of the day, you're exhausted and you can't fall asleep because you're thinking about all of the things that you have to do tomorrow. It's not scientific as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure there are a million studies, and I know there are a million books about procrastinators that you can read and you can get the definition of. But if you already know you procrastinate, then it's time for you to make some decisions to stop, if that's what you really want. Everybody procrastinates. How do we cure procrastination? It's not a disease. It's a decision to procrastinate. Do anything instead of doing what you have to do. I have to pay my bills. I have to get my bills paid. Oh, but look, my floor is dirty. I'll scrub my floor. Oh, but look, I can't pay my bills now. I have to do my laundry. These are chores that need to be done, all of them. And the priority, you know the priority, is paying your bills because you know getting close to the due date, and if you don't pay them, you'll have a late fee or an interest rate will go up or you'll get a notice of cancellation that your bill has not been paid. one of the things that I have helped people with is taking different jobs that have to be done that may not be the most enjoyable jobs, like paying your bills. And I've defined it this way. It's about your money. It's about your mail. Do the worst first. Everybody dreads Mondays. M is for Monday. M is for money. M is for mail. Just do it on Monday. Get it over with. Most people don't like Mondays because they have to go back to work. So why not just do all the worst first on Monday? Then it's done. Tuesday through Sunday, no thinking, no avoiding, no procrastinating. All you're doing is making an appointment to get it done and make it fun. Monday, mail, and money. Every Monday, sit down, write your bills, get on your computer, click, click, click. Read your bank statements. Put the items away, and you're finished. If you set this routine in your life, you can't avoid it because it's like brushing your teeth every Monday after dinner, every Monday after work, every Monday as soon as I get up. Monday, money, and the mail. Set milestones for yourself that define who you are and make a routine out of the things that have to be done so you can live a great life. So you can reach the potential through your strategy of uncomplicated living. Does that sound too complicated? So you can reach your potential through your lifestyle strategy to uncomplicate your life. Paying bills late complicates your life. It takes more of your money now because you have to say you're sorry with a $10 late fee or an interest rate rise. Why do you want to complicate your life to make it more stressful and have to work harder to earn more money to pay bills because you didn't make it a part of your routine? So to get over procrastination, it will take work because it takes work for you to put the thought process into not doing something. Now you have to shift your thinking. Shift your thinking and hold yourself not only accountable, but praise yourself. Praise yourself for what you do accomplish and your value in anything that you have to do. Now, sometimes we often won't focus on what we need to get done because we don't find pleasure in what we have. I personally am going through some major changes in my life that are all good, and I embrace them. Absolutely cannot wait to morph into my new lifestyle because enough time has passed that I've examined all the things that I need to choose to do, and I realize these are exciting times for me. These are not negative times for me. And I will tell you that it's part of it is my lifestyle and my surroundings, my own environment. I have beautiful furniture. I have beautiful sets of dishes, and I have beautiful figurines and sculptures and pieces of art. I have beautiful things that I surround myself with in my life. That is how I choose to live. However, my lifestyle has changed so much that these things are no longer my style. That's okay. Because my strategy in life is to uncomplicate and to move forward into the new style of my life, the way I want to live, the way I want to look, and the way I want to feel in my own environment. So it doesn't include the Art Deco pieces I have collected over the years. It's time for them to go. I will always love them, and I will always treasure the memories that I had having parties and entertaining with these things. This is no longer the lifestyle I live, so it's time for them to go. Now, I'll enjoy them while I live where I live, but a year from now, I'll probably be moving and changing again, and that's when those items will go. I will either sell them, or donate them, or pass them on to family members who might appreciate them as much as I have loved them over the years. But it's no longer fighting myself and what I think should be based on what was 10, 20, 30 years ago. What is right now? And what do you want right now? This strategy has to be your clear thinking, hardcore procrastinator who is struggling. You must make the changes between the ears. This I have said over and over, and I will always say, it begins between the ears. Your thinking must change to give value to your life so you can live uncomplicated and comfortable, and you can enjoy your life instead of living in a crisis situation creating stress. I have to ask you as well, as a procrastinator, if you're a hardcore procrastinator, are you overly stressed? I'd like to hear from you about that, because if you're overly stressed, that might mean also you're unhealthy physically. You may not be sleeping right. You may not be eating right, which all goes to the clarity of your thoughts and your ability to focus. Good nutrition, good exercise, and good sleep, if I might say excellent sleep, is necessary for your focus. Those items are very important for you to make clear decisions and strategize for what you want. So dream it and start building it with the small changes. Every day, make some changes. Now, I also have an exercise that you can do that is more of a game and is a component of my upcoming book. It's called One-On, One-Off. When we really have to get things done and we really don't want to do them and we know we're going to procrastinate, and to get yourself into routine of doing the things that you don't like, you need to do a one-on, one-off reward system. I like the number 5. You can count them on one hand, but you could also do 3. 3 is my favorite number. It's part of the triangle, part of the delta, which is the Trinity, which is 3. Its perfect balance is 3. So you take 3 things that you have to accomplish, and you take 3 things that you would rather do instead, and you write them down. You make a line down a piece of paper, and you write the 3 things that have to get done on one side and the 3 things that you'll do to procrastinate against those things. And in order to procrastinate for 1 hour, you must focus for 1 hour on something that must get done. This is giving you the best of both worlds. And if you write it down on a piece of paper and you cross off the lousy thing that you had to do first, and that's the hardest hour of your day, you will have a 6-hour day for which you do 3 fun things and 3 necessary things. Break it down this way. Try this to start moving away from procrastinating and choosing to procrastinate. 1 on, 1 off. Give it a try and then write to me and let me know how it works out for you. We're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk Girl in Town.
Thank you.
in town. Where, oh, where did I show up this week? Well, here's what happened. I have been actively looking for tennis partners to play outdoors because most of my instructors that I've had in the last, I would say, 3 months said to me, you know what, you really don't need more instruction. You need play. So I'm actively looking for tennis partners to play in all the areas that I go to, in Delaware, on Long Island, in New Jersey. And I'm looking for, you know, I'm a high beginner, low intermediate, according to my instructor. But poor Charles, who played with me yesterday morning, I explained that to him, and he didn't get much of a workout. Plus, it was about 97 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I conked out because of the heat. And I hate saying uncle. So that was not fun for me, and it wasn't fun for him. He kind of lost out on a really good workout because 2 hours is great. Great workout playing tennis. Anyway, girl in town, played tennis with Charles yesterday morning, somebody new that I just met yesterday. Thank you, Charles, for the game, and I look forward to games coming up. And we played, we had a date for 9, and we actually got there early. We started at 8:30, and we played for an hour. And my plan was to hit the road and visit a beach, Seagirt, on the Jersey Shore. And it's a place that I found over the winter because I was exploring and figuring out where I'm going to go. And I said, all right, I'm going to venture off. And yes, I know by leaving Overpeck Park in Leonia, New Jersey, where I was playing tennis, I knew I was going to hit traffic. But I said, just buckle in, relax, sit back, and just drive. How bad is it going to be? Well, it was bad enough for me to get off of the Garden State Parkway. So what did I learn? I learned that if I don't leave at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning to go down to the Jersey Shore, I won't be going. And I learned that at exit 109 is Red Bank, New Jersey, because that's where I was when I said enough is enough. The time of getting there is not changing on my navigator, so that's it. I'm off. And I've heard about Red Bank. Read about it in one of my books, and it was definitely a destination, just not a plan for this week, yesterday. So here's what happened. I played tennis with Charles. It was 97 degrees out. We were soaking wet when we finished playing, and I just jumped in the car because I'm thinking I'm just jumping in the ocean when I get there. So here I am in my tennis dress still, my baseball cap. Now I'm dried from sweating, you know, in the car. And I'm going to Red Bank, New Jersey. Well, Red Bank, New Jersey is a little on the upper level, and a bit of money there, and things are a little bit more expensive and whatnot. And I'm going to New Jersey like this, or Red Bank like this. And I said, you know what? If they can't take a joke, too bad. So I went, and I went to Starbucks. I had been known for years and years and years. First of being a big coffee fan and going to Starbucks, but I have changed in more Starbucks bathrooms than I can list because on the road and consulting and seeing, you know, sometimes 2 and 3 clients a day and sometimes having a lecture at night requires a change of clothes. So occasionally I would change in a Starbucks because I would get coffee before, you know, whatever appointment was next that I needed to change for. So I went into Red Bank Starbucks, and I changed my clothes because I was prepared. I was going to the beach, so I had a swimsuit and a cover-up and a sundress and some sandals in there. So I went to the bathroom and changed my clothes. And I have to say, I'm sorry to say that Red Bank Starbucks bathroom is probably the worst ever that I've ever been into. Sorry, Red Bank Starbucks, but coffee was good, consistent, as always. So anyway, I changed into a sundress and some sandals, and the sandals I bought, these girly flip-flops, right, with bows on them. My mother's jaw would drop. I don't, or at least I never did wear bows for them yesterday. They're cute, so I bought them. Funny. Anyway, found the town. I knew I was going to change. Went to Starbucks, changed my clothes. I got some coffee. I sat down and started strategizing the plan of what I was going to do. And basically just started walking around. And I found a new favorite shop, or at least a favorite shop in Red Bank. So let's talk about some of the things that you'll see there. There's a lot of shops there for accessories. There's clothing. Unfortunately, I also see a lot of vacancies, a lot of storefronts that are empty. So that's a little concerning, because towns like this are just so much fun to go and visit and spend a day and go window shopping or buy a treasure. There's some consignment shops there. There are obviously some salons and day spas and get your hair done and you can get your nails done and all that good stuff. And the restaurants, lots of restaurants. There's some antiques, there's accessories and browseries, right? So my new favorite little shop is called Cabana 19. It's located on White Street, which is a couple of doors down from the Starbucks. And you know what? They had cool hats and, you know, the sayings on wood. You've seen them. And the hats, oh, I said that. And nice, fun jewelry, beachwear, accessory. I just love the choices the shop makes. I got a present for my mom, who I'll visit next week in Delaware. And don't forget to tune in and find out where I go down in Delaware. But I love this little shop. It's just so much fun to go into, and the ladies were lovely. We were also talking, they told me about next weekend in Red Bank is a huge annual sidewalk sale event. So for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Red Bank, New Jersey, all the shops have sidewalk sales. So you can get some really great deals or great, you know, great treasures. So I suggest, if you haven't been to Red Bank, take the ride. Go there. Plus, it's free parking all weekend. No meter feeding for this annual event. Now, one of the things that is also in Red Bank, there is a Tiffany's, and who knew? Anyway, so I was wearing my Tiffany ring, and I brought it in to be polished. I'm telling you, who did it and ran? I'm thinking to myself, what the heck possessed me to walk into Tiffany's when I look like I look? The sundress and no shower after playing tennis and, you know, a million degree heat, and I go into Tiffany's. Well, let me tell you something. I was so impressed with how lovely they treat people. Their customer service is incredible. Never mind just getting the ring polished, but they were lovely. They offered me a water. At least I wasn't, you know, sweating still, but they offered me water, and as I walked around and I browsed and I looked at all of the beautiful things in Tiffany's, they couldn't have been more pleasant. They were just lovely, and, you know, a little chatting. The security guard, I chatted with him, and, you know, he just a nice man, and all of the customer service reps there, what a pleasure to go to Tiffany's. So I had my ring polished, and there were some very, very special things to look at. It was just enjoyable. So I looked around, did that, polished the ring. The sidewalk sale, I'm sorry I'll miss it, but sorry. I will be in Delaware, and I have lots of good things to tell you about that after we experience them. But again, Red Bank, food, music, shopping, pretty brick sidewalk, strolling town. The Navisink is there. You can go down by the water. There's flowers on every single lamppost. It's just a charming place to go. There's benches to sit and rest along the way while you're meandering. Lots and lots of antiques, if you're so inclined, as well as very new and sleek looks in furniture. Restoration Hardware is also there. So it could be a lot of fun. I took a walk. I don't know what possessed me to walk in such heat, but on the Navisink, I wandered into a place called the Molly Pitcher Inn. I believe I may just return there and plan a weekend stay there after the season, because they were booked solid. I asked them at the desk. And, you know, I would have stayed the night probably, because I was having such a good time there. And this pretty spot, beautiful view out the back of the Molly Pitcher Inn, they have a grill and they have a restaurant in the inn, and the grill is a piano bar. I found one. You know, I am looking for piano bars, and anybody who can offer suggestions on any piano bars anywhere up and down the Eastern Seaboard, please let me know. I absolutely love piano bars. I really think I was born in the wrong time. I really think that piano bars can be very romantic, very intimate, very, I don't know, the whole feel of it is romantic to me and reminiscent of days of swooning and courting and lively and playful conversation, absent of technology and just enjoyable times with friends or a love interest. It just takes me away. It's a dream of mine that I would love to build and be. I will definitely return there. You know, what has happened to romance? Perhaps that's a life strategy that we need to discuss another night. Anyway, in Red Bank, the fashion on the street ranged from linen shirts and shorts on men with Oakley sunglasses to t-shirts and cutoffs with flip-flops on young girls and lovely, lovely ladies who were just perfectly, perfectly groomed in summer dresses and beautiful sandals, and they just looked lovely to watch them go by and care about how they looked, or they were on a date and they looked like they were straight out of a magazine. It was quite a bit of fun to watch and listen to people talk and entertain themselves as they were walking down Main Street. I can really appreciate women who wear dresses and sandals and groom, whether they are on anybody's arm or not. And I sat there listening to myself talk because I was such a mess. There was no grooming yesterday. My goodness, where do you go? There's no public bathhouses where you can take a shower and just spruce yourself up. But it's okay. I had a good time. People were just as nice to me as they would have been in any other situation. The place is hopping, full where people are doubling up at tables and sitting with empty chairs. I was writing and at Robinson's Ale House. Robinson's Ale House has an incredible burger, if you're so inclined, and probably some other good food. But I stopped in there because they had outdoor seating. And one of the things in my lifestyle that I'm changing is choosing where to go, when to go, and you know, how I want to entertain myself, especially because so often I'm single or I'm traveling alone. So one of the things that I have decided that my life entails is that I go to restaurants that have white tablecloths. If they have white tablecloths on the table, that's where I go. And Robinson's Ale House had white tablecloths on the table, even outside, but still with a casual menu that was absolutely delicious, prices that are not absolutely crazy. And the choices were really good for wine and beer as well. So it was a great place to stop, and I recommend it. I'll return to Red Bank and possibly talk about it again in Girl in Town. I'm going to take a short break. We're going to do a wrap-up and talk about next week's show. Be right back. Was this not complicated at all? I hope you heard me okay, because like I said, this is our first remote broadcast from the east end of Long Island, where it's absolutely beautiful, and out the window I can see the Long Island Sound, or a vineyard, depending on which window you're looking out. And it's a beautiful summer night here out on Long Island. And I will tell you that to uncomplicate your life, to dream, to build, and to be, you need to appreciate the things that are around you. I hope that this week you can find some appreciation in what you have and what you don't want. It's really important that you understand and appreciate the things that you don't want. It's okay to not want things anymore. It's time to let them go and meander into the changes of your new life. What is it that you want to make easier? How do you want to live better? How do you want to uncomplicate? Is it getting rid of things? Is it getting rid of your attitudes? Is it getting rid of your thoughts or your expectations? One of the things that I like to say to people, because it's so helpful, I say it even to myself if I get frustrated. Frustration should be something that we take out of the equation. Somehow find a way through meditation, through yoga, through mantras, through missions that you build in your own life to remove frustration. One of the things that I say to people to do that is lower your expectations. Why do you expect so much from yourself to the point that you stress yourself out and things get more and more complicated? Let's figure this out. These are the things to ask yourself and to really start working on. Keep a journal. Now, if you like to write, great. If you don't like to write, it can be a chore for you. But it doesn't have to be this, you know, essay. Just making a list now and again is really easy to do, really simple to follow. It will help you focus. Do the one-on-one. 1 hour of hard, 1 hour of what you would choose to procrastinate instead of getting something done. Use it as a reward instead of an obstacle from getting done what you need. So, on a piece of paper, divide it in half and write on one side the three things you have to do and write on the other side the three things that you want to do and do one-on-one. One worst, one best. One worst, one best. One worst, one best, and do them for 1 hour. And that's all. Even if you don't finish that worst project in that 1 hour, you're at least an hour in. Maybe that needs to be the third thing that you get done so that you have something else in the middle to break up that hard work. Give yourselves rewards that isn't food. I'm not a big fan of food being a reward. A reward should be going to the water and enjoying a walk by the water for an hour. A reward should be going outside and just taking a breath of fresh air, or taking a dance class, or riding a bike, or taking a voice lesson, or simply reading the book that you want to read, that you find pleasure in. Make your life simpler. If you have too many things around you and the drudgery in your life is cleaning your home, why not reduce the things that you need to take care of? Why not reduce how many things you have so that it takes you less time to clean the bookshelf? Have you not read the books on your bookshelf? Why are they staring in your face reminding you of something that you have not done? Ask yourself these questions. How can I make myself think differently to make my life less complicated? How do I simplify? How do I remove the obstacles that I don't want anymore in my life? I hope you enjoyed tonight's program. We'll talk some more. Please continue to email me your questions. I love to see how you're thinking and what it is you want to build on to uncomplicate your life. I want to hear what you're dreaming about. I want to hear what you're building. I want to hear how you are today and what you want to be. Are you living the life you want to live? Are you reaching the potential of your life? I really, truly hope so. And I'm here to help. I'm here to listen. I'm here to show you how to have a little bit of fun while you strategize to reach the goals and get through the hard work and the struggles that is your life. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order, Blog Talk Radio. Isn't it time to uncomplicate? Have a fantastic week. Our next broadcast will be from Bethany Beach, Delaware, and we'll be talking Girl in Town, and we'll be talking about stress relief, and we'll be talking about what people are doing while they're hanging out in the beach town called Bethany. Have a good week, everybody, and get uncomplicated.
The average person spends hours a week at the grocery store, but you're not an average person, are you? There's a better way to get fresh groceries, and it's called Fresh Direct. Shop for just-picked fruit and vegetables, custom-cut meat and seafood, freshly made meals and meal kits, all your favorite brands, plus hundreds of weekly deals. Order Fresh Direct anytime, anywhere, and get the freshest groceries delivered to your door. Use code PLAYLIST to get $25 off your first order of $99 or more. Visit FreshDirect.com or download the app today.
Hello.
Hello.
I got two free smartphones when I switched to Metro PCS.
One for him and one for me.
It's not for you. It's for people like me.
And parrots.
I knew I should have gotten a dog.
Get two free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch two lines to Metro PCS and enjoy a 4G LTE network that's more reliable than ever before. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in past 90 days. See store for details, terms and conditions.